Like an emperor from another world, Stephen Hawking rolled his wheelchair onto the stage of the Great Hall of the People, making China, at least for this week, the center of the cosmos. Dr. Hawking is a cosmologist at the University of Cambridge and has been in a wheelchair for most of his life because of Lou Gehrig's disease. But he has nevertheless become one of the leading gravitational theorists, an expert on the mysteries of black holes and the origin of space-time, as well as a best-selling author, a father of three, a tireless world traveler, and a television guest star. Dr. Hawking, 64, is always a good show, and his arrival on stage set off a stellar burst of camera flashes worthy of any rock star. He speaks with the aid of a computer-driven voice synthesizer. He used to operate it with his thumb, but is now so weak that he has to use an infrared device that tracks his eye movements. Slouching in profile, draped in black and moving no more than an eyelid to send his words to a mesmerized audience of 6,000, Dr. Hawking talked about the origin of the universe at the opening of an international physics conference. But as impressive as his speech was, his mere presence was a powerful symbol of what China is and would like to be. China wants to stand up scientifically, as it is beginning to economically, and it is pouring money and talent into the sciences, particularly physics. The budget of the Chinese Academy of Basic Sciences has been increasing 17% a year for the last few years, as China tries to increase research spending to about 2.5% of its gross domestic product. By comparison, the United States spends slightly less than 2%. Hardly a week goes by without an announcement of another research initiative or a new investment in a building or an institute. It is hard to find an American physicist who is not on his way to China to consult or collaborate, or has just come from China, glowing about the experience. Despite all the hype, most researchers say their best students are so far staying in the United States. The system, everyone seems to agree, is rife with politics, and the sudden influx of money has created opportunities for corruption and fraud. But while some scientists express doubts that China is open enough to foster top-tier science, others are enthusiastic.